You're listening to SBS News.
Tasneem Abbas signed a lease for her Chatswood restaurant in December 2020. Before long, the pressures of the pandemic sent her and her husband into debt, and she's now had to shut her doors.
But we had high hopes, frankly. We thought that when the lockdown will be over, we'll come over everything. But with lockdown over, another problem kicked in, the staff shortage. And so now, even if you have customers coming in, you're not able to take them in because one thing, there were restrictions. And then the other thing, that you didn't have enough staff to serve people.
But what has followed the devastating decision to close her business is another obstacle among a string of difficulties. With 2 years left on her tenancy, her landlord is pursuing her for additional payments.
2 days ago, when we dropped the keys, but we did not pay the amount, and for the first time, he said that, you know, then if you're not doing it, I'll ask my lawyers to sue you. I looked at my husband. My husband looked at me and tears started rolling down our eyes.
Miss Abbas is one of many business owners who signed up for a long lease only to be faced with pandemic hurdles they could have never anticipated. Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman Bruce Bilson tells SBS long leases are not a new issue for small businesses, but the financial pressures are increasing as the pandemic continues.
Unlike a residential lease where you might be finished with the flat or the house with appropriate notice, that can bring it to an end. With a commercial lease, the period for which you sign on to is really a commitment for that period.
The Omicron wave has affected consumer confidence, with data released today by ANZ Roy Morgan showing the index is down 7.6%, its lowest since October 2020 and the lowest January score in 30 years. ANZ Head of Economics David Plank says case numbers are worrying people and making them uncertain.
So normally, actually, we see confidence rise in January. People come back from holiday or on holiday, and so that they're feeling pretty good about things. I think what it reflects, obviously, is COVID, you know, the surge in cases due to the Omicron variant, and obviously related things such as lack of testing and so on.
For Miss Abbas, she says it still hasn't hit her that she won't be returning to her business.
We haven't actually realized that the things are gone, you see. So we feel like it's a lockdown and it's like that. I think in a little bit of time, like in a week's time or maybe 2 weeks' time, we will actually realize that we don't. We have started feeling weird. My husband being home all the day, it feels weird.
Ellie Mitchell, SBS News.